And the Spirit entered into me. When he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet. Hello, welcome to Parousia Extension with my controller Damola David. Get set, raise up for an encounter of a lifetime. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word. Thank you because your word is everything that we desire and everything that we thirst for. Lord, we ask, oh God, as we look into your word, in the next few minutes, you will speak to us. Your word will comfort with power. Your word will comfort as light. And every obscurity, every confusion will disappear. Lord, I ask, oh God, that I will speak not of myself but of you. And you will give me, will enrich me in all utterances and knowledge in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my God and my Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Hello to you. My name is Toby Loba or Shifowura, but you can just call me Tess. Yeah, Tess, T-E-S. Okay. I'd like to appreciate my brother and my friend David Makonjola for this opportunity and honor. I mean, it's a privilege to be involved in this sermon album. I mean, I'm not a pastor, you know. We have to appreciate the pastors, and that's who my brother is. I'm not a pastor, but for him to have called me to be a part of this sermon album, that means he must have figured that I have something to offer. I appreciate the honor, brother. God bless you. Now, without wasting much of our time, because I have just about 7 minutes to deliver what I have for you today. So I'm going to be talking on knowledge, and the scripture verse that has been given to me is Luke chapter 8 verse 10, and I'm just going to read the first part because of our time. The Bible says, and he said, Luke chapter 8 verse 10, and he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Unto us it has been given to know. Unto me it has been given to know. Unto you it has been given to know. So I'm talking about knowledge. Now, what you have been called to as Christians is to be partakers of the divine natures of God. We have been called to be partakers of the divine natures of God. And we need to understand that one of the nature of God is knowledge. God is a God of knowledge. You can see that in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 3, the second part of it. That's 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 3b. The Bible says, for God is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. God is a God of knowledge. Knowledge is a nature of God. Now, one of the things that makes God God over men is because he knows more than us. Now, one of the things that gives a man upper hand over another man is how much he knows more than that man. So we call him God because he's superior in everything. He's superior in power. He's superior in wisdom. He's superior in knowledge. So knowledge is the nature of God. And that's what the Bible said in Romans chapter 11 verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches. Or oh, the riches of the depth. Or whichever way. As I know that riches and depth are there. But the most important point is, oh, the riches of the depth of both the wisdom and the knowledge of God. So you see, knowledge is the nature of God. So if we have been called to be partakers of the divine nature of God, that means you have been called to be a part of the God kind of knowledge. Now, I'm not talking about the knowledge where you go to school, you learn about biology, chemistry, physics, and my beautiful course that I studied in school, material science. No, that's not the kind of knowledge I'm talking about. I'm talking about the God kind of knowledge. The kind of knowledge that we saw in Luke chapter 8 verse 10, Jesus told his disciples, unto you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Now that's the best kind of knowledge you can ever receive in this life. When you get this knowledge, you are settled for life. And what kind of knowledge is that? The knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Knowing the things that are in the kingdom, the principles of the kingdom, the things that makes a man rise in the kingdom of God. Now this is the knowledge we are talking about. And you must understand that this knowledge is directly proportional to the effectiveness of your faith. Yes, the kind of knowledge I'm talking about here It's a kind of knowledge that if you get, your faith is settled for life. And that is the revelation kind of knowledge. See, revelational knowledge is a knowledge that transcends head knowledge. Revelational knowledge is a knowledge that transcends head knowledge into the assimilation of spiritual content into the heart. And of course, we know that the heart is the totality of man, his will, his emotion, and his volition. That's where he takes decision. Now, this knowledge is very, very important. And that's why the Bible said in Philemon verse 6 that you acknowledge every good thing in you. That's how your faith can become effective. If you check it, he said this is how your faith becomes effective, by acknowledging. Now, that word acknowledge, knowing every good thing that you have in Christ Jesus. Now, see, in the next few minutes, I want you to understand the importance of knowledge. See, you have nothing to offer the world. You have nothing to offer this world. There is no hope of making headways in life if you're not a man or a woman that is given to wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Like I call them, my three guys. I love those guys so much. In fact, my favorite verse of the Bible is Proverbs 24, verse 3 to 4. And it says, by wisdom is a house built, by understanding is established, and by knowledge the chambers are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. You see, it's not enough to build a house. It's not enough to establish a building. But you need to, it's just like seeing the outward part of a building, you know, beautiful and nice. And it's all, and when you enter, there is nothing inside. And that's how it is, because knowledge is what makes wisdom and understanding connected. So you need knowledge. You need to get knowledge. You need to pursue knowledge. You need to seek it. You need to thirst for it. You need to pray for it. You need to ask for it. You need to study for it. Now, I've studied the lives of so many men that are living extraordinary lives right now, both those who lived extraordinary lives and those who are still living it. And that is because these people are studious. There is nothing you can offer life. There is nothing you can get out of life if you are not a person of knowledge. You need to study to get knowledge. Study to show yourself approved. Now, my personal definition of knowledge, or like I like to explain knowledge, is knowledge. No, L then edge. Now, what you know in life is what gives you a leading edge in life. Or how much you know about something gives you a leading edge over that thing. You need to understand it. Knowledge is very, very important. Get it. And I promise you that if you give your life to the acquisition of knowledge by reading, studying, praying for it, your life will never remain the same. Now, man, you know, when David told me that I have to just speak for 8 minutes, I was feeling like it was too long. Now that I've spoken for close to 8 minutes, I feel like, oh man, I wish I could talk about this more. But I hope you get it. It has been given to us. You have received an unction from the Holy One. Therefore, we know all things. So pursue knowledge and you are settled for life. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, finally, I really have to point this verse to you, this verse of scripture, and it is Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15. I really love it if you meditate on the scriptures and see the light in it. Now, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15, it says, the labor of the foolish, notice, the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them. Why? Because he knoweth not how to go to the city. The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Now you see that the labor of a foolish man will just begin to bother and disturb him. Why? Because he does not know how. So you need to know the know-hows of life. And I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word that has come forth. We ask, O God, that your word set us free, that you will help us to seek knowledge, and we will get it, and we will all meet ourselves at the top. We will not be vagabonds in life. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
We believe you've been blessed, inspired, and challenged by this podcast. Share with your family and friends. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram @Parousia Extension. God bless you.